fighting to combat tyranny, one state at a time, starting with Wisconsin. This is the Badger State Resistance Podcast, brought to you by Liberty and Freedom.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Badger State Resistance Weekend Edition with Dan. Now, folks, I really don't have much to talk about today. Really don't. Spent it with family most of the day, out and about, going, you know, so I really don't know what's really going on in the world. You know, spent it on the beach, at the port, had, lunch and then dinner, you know, there and around the port. There was one thing that popped up, you know, person sent me a text message saying there's a guy named Tim Michaels running for governor. So I kind of did a quick little search on the guy, and I guess he ran for the Senate at one point and didn't win. And that was like, I don't know, 15, 16, 17, 18 years ago, something like that. But apparently he's already purchased $980,000 in television advertisement. So I guess we'll find out a little bit more about him because, I mean, that's a lot of money. So I guess he's, co-CEO or something like that of Michaels Corp. I think it's a $1 billion company here in Wisconsin. So there you go. We have a billionaire running for office, folks. I mean, you know, we had, you know, some candidates that have some money to run. But now we have a billionaire and almost million dollar ad buy, you know, coming soon to your TV and radio. So, you know, get ready for the political ads, especially from this guy. It's a lot of money, you know, probably more than all of the candidates running together, pretty much. So when you think about it, and like I said, I don't know the guy. I don't. But if you were going to buy a position in government with money, $1 million ad campaign may do it for those folks that don't like to do their homework and like to be, told what to do with TV ads and radio ads. I don't know. So I'm going to have to research that guy out a little bit. Got an email today from a guy in Germany. And he says, Dan, you don't know how much I appreciate all that you guys do at Badger State Resistance. I am originally from Wisconsin, from the Milwaukee area, but have lived in Germany for the last 7 years. Thank you so much. It's like hearing folks from home or something like that. Because he wrote it in German and I had to translate it. But oh well. Anyways, Andy, buddy, my friend, you know what? I'm glad that you're listening to us. And hope that I don't bore you too much. But I started thinking, you know, let's give a shout out to folks, not by name, by country, that have been listening to Badger State Resistance. Now, of course, the United States is our biggest listener bunch, okay? Are huge, huge. We're talking 90% of our folks listen to us in the U.S. But we have people in Ireland, Mexico, Sweden, Canada, France, Germany, United Kingdom, it says GB, United Kingdom, Japan, Costa Rica, Netherlands, Denmark, Russia, Switzerland, Finland, Australia, Spain, Philippines, Norway, Andorra, Brazil, India, Nigeria, Romania, Albania, New Zealand, Austria, Israel, Singapore, Belgium, Kuwait, Estonia. I thought I already said Russia. Now it says Russian Federation. RU. I don't know. Portugal, Armenia, Zimbabwe, Iceland, Kenya, Italy, Slovakia, Guam, Thailand, Uruguay, Cabo Verde. I don't know. Where is that? I have to look that up. Hungary, Hong Kong, Colombia, Poland, Liberia, Ecuador. Is it Sint Maarten? It's Sint Maarten. South Korea, CI, but it's CoteDLVOIRE. Nicaragua, Qatar, and Iran, of all places. So those are just a few of the, well, that's all the countries that, you know, I pulled up for last month that listen to Badger State Resistance. I'm thinking, wow. Now, next category, cities, but we'd be here for a while, you know, because they're all over the nation, but predominantly in Wisconsin. I mean, just about every city, town in Wisconsin, it looks like we have listeners. I'll have to find the one town that we don't and go and knock on a door or something. But the growth has been great, and it's all been due to you guys. Some of the emails that I get are, hey, Dan, we were turned on by a friend who sent us your podcast. And I really get a kick out of that because I'm thinking to myself, you know, not too long ago, you know, 2 years ago almost, it's all, I don't know, somewhere around there, when the first podcast came out. And I think I'm going to figure out exactly when the very first podcast was put out. Let's see. Let's go back. All episodes. It's working. And let's go all the way down to the bottom here. And I remember because I was on that very first podcast. And that was November 9th, 2020. So, you know, year, that was November 2020, so 21, 22, I don't know, over a year, all right? I'll do the math later on. But anyways, and that was the very first podcast, and I remember it was Wisconsin politics to, we talked about Wisconsin politics to AOC cow farts. I mean, that was like our very first podcast. And I remember it was kind of fun. And we were wondering, you know, is anybody going to listen? And we got a few listens. And we were like, whoa, you know, that's kind of cool. And then it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And I love it because especially when you folks send it out to a friend. And then it goes around the world. And we're wondering, why is it that people around the world listen to a Wisconsin podcast? And it's because Wisconsinites are all over the world. All over. I mean, this is Andy. I mean, he's in Germany. You know? And then I get other emails. But I just thought it was kind of cool. You know, thought I'd bring it up. And I just want to thank each and every one of you for sharing us to your friends and family, and especially, you know, to those in the area, because we need to get, you know, new blood into Madison. And but, you know, to all those folks around the world. Now, I'm kind of curious who the Iranian or the person in Iran that's listening to us. Would be a kind of a kick. I'm not sure if they're allowed to listen to us there. But, hey, thank you for listening. So anyway, so back to a millionaire. I mean, it's a billion-dollar company, this Michaels Corp. And I'm thinking, wow, all right. A millionaire has jumped in. And it's a billion-dollar company, or more than a billion-dollar company. They do all kinds of projects. I mean, I try to go through just on my phone going from, you know, with family and stuff. And they, I don't know if they do private companies and stuff like that. But, you know, it was like utility construction. I don't know. So I don't know if they do a lot of government contracts or just a wide variety. But if you know about them, reach out to me. I'd love to know more about this gentleman. And I saw a little bit of a video. I didn't watch it all because, like I said, I was out and about. And it was his campaign when he ran for a Senate seat here in Wisconsin. And I saw a little bit about what he said his opening, but didn't get through the entire debate. So I'm going to have to do that sometime in the next day or two. And hopefully be able to share that with you all and see what he's all about. All right. So there you go. Another candidate running for governor. All right. I got a couple of hate mails as well. Hate emails. And I want to thank you guys because some of them, even though they're pretty, you know, there's an attempt to be hateful and it doesn't bug me. Some of them, I get some constructive criticism out of it. So there was one gentleman, he talked about the pauses like now. And another person talked about me saying a lot and you know or something like that. And I try and work on it. And so I can maybe, you know, work on my podcasting skills. So, you know, they say it in a way to be hurtful, but, you know, since you can't hurt my feelings, I can only look at it and then maybe listen back to a show or two and realize, hey, you know what? That person might be right. Maybe I need to work on that. So thank you for the hate because, you know, I always try and find the positive in just about everything. What else can we talk about? The thing is I don't know because I've been out of touch. So being out of touch is pretty much left me with very little to talk about. But we do need to talk about is helping your candidate get their signatures. So reach out to those candidates, ask them how you can sign their nomination paper so that they have the right number of people so that they qualify to for the primary. And if you can help them with signatures, I don't know how that works, but your candidates do, so I would reach out to them as well. And then keep in mind, these folks are traveling across state, all over the state, and they need, you know, if anything, gas money. And we know what gas prices are. So, you know, if you can help them out with a campaign donation so that they can get their word out, because they don't have $1 million to do it. All right. Most of these people are working people. They have full-time jobs. And somebody in one of the emails said, you know, you bring up people that have full-time jobs. What the heck are they running for office for? You know, what? Should we just leave this to the rich? You know, the wealthy, they should be the only ones that should run for office. You know, and working class folks that feel, you know, the pain our government, state and federal governments put us through, they shouldn't run. You know, this should be something for the elites. Yeah. I mean, you know, those are the kind of emails that I get. So help out these candidates because they're on the road. And I'm not going to say, oh, donate to this candidate and to that candidate. And you know what? Pick your candidate. Pick your candidate and say, hey, you know what? This guy or gal needs a couple of bucks. Let me go ahead and donate. So go to their campaign page. They don't have one. Find a way to reach out to them and say, hey, how can I donate to your campaign? All right. And help the folks out. But I think right now, most of them are just running around the state trying to get signatures so that they have the right number of signatures so that they can run. So that's very important, because the last thing you want to do is say, I like so-and-so, and then that person doesn't get enough signatures. And then then you're going to have to try and like somebody else after that. So reach out to them and see what you can do. Now, this Michaels guy, I don't know if he started, you know, or if he's going to run a million-dollar campaign saying, hey, send me your signature. I don't know what he's going to do. Don't know. So we'll figure that out. Or he'll figure that out, and hopefully he'll let us know. Back to emails. Now, I need to do another podcast on Remdesivir. That's that product that one of our listeners, Dawn, wrote to us, and I did a podcast that she lost her father. And they gave him Remdesivir, and that stuff is, I have yet to get an email saying that that stuff saved somebody's life. As a matter of fact, you know, even an attorney who was getting whistleblower information from nurses said that people who were unvaccinated were getting Remdesivir, and those that were vaccinated were getting, you know, like hydrochloroquine or something, I don't know, one of the other drugs. And I brought that up in that podcast. I think it was called Murder Inc. podcast. And but I need to do an update because there's more information kind of showing everything that I had brought up back in the day when I did that podcast to be true. So and I believe the FDA or CDC, FDA, I believe it is, that's the only drug they have approved, you know, even with, you know, the knowledge that, you know, I think it was like 26% or 36%, 26, 36, I don't know, a huge percent of people who just flat out and die, you know, when they're given that drug, poison or whatever. And then that doesn't even account for the injuries. So then you add the injuries on top of that, you know, some probably permanent and some maybe not. And, you know, then death, of course, that is permanent. And then you have family members left wondering why doctors or, you know, these hospitals are insisting on using it and not complaining to, you know, the FDA and stuff. And I think that's the stuff that Fauci is pushing. So just the fact that Fauci's pushing it is kind of a no-no for me. So, but anyways, I need to do another podcast on that to honor Don's father, who was given this the stuff, and he lost his life. And, you know, I feel terrible for her and her family, and you know, and my prayers go out to them. So I want to do an updated podcast on that. I have another email here, and they're asking me to do a podcast on teaching everybody about all the genders. So I'm not going to do that one because there's only two. Simple as that. I mean, I can go all day about speaking about two genders. I think this person wants me to talk about all the other ones. It ain't going to happen. I have another one here, and it says, Dan. No, that's just a hate one. So let's go to the next one. That's a hate one, too. All right. So, folks, I'll have to find a couple of positive ones in there. And but anyways, folks, reach out to your candidates. All right. Excuse the short podcast. I spent time with family today. I had family that came in all the way from Campeche, Mexico. It's my brother-in-law. And he works at a shrimp farm, and he was talking about the huge, I guess they're man-made lakes that they use to raise shrimp, and it's pretty close to the ocean. I guess they use ocean water and bring it into these like little lake things that they built, and then they aerate it, and he's telling me all about it. It's kind of cool, you know, kind of neat. And then all the wildlife, he's showing me all the, I could say, a bunch of monkeys down there that are in the trees, and so it's kind of cool. So I spent time with him, his wife, and two daughters, and my nephew. He's a little bit older, so he was out with his friends because he hadn't seen them in a while. So I didn't have time to do much. So I want to say hi to all those countries that I mentioned, then to all the states, and then especially here in Wisconsin, to each and every one of you. Hi, thank you. And, you know, sorry for the weird podcast. But anyways, folks, I'll talk to you next week, and maybe I'll be a little bit more prepared. Take care. Bye-bye.